Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am your host slash toy evangelist, Adam Paulus, here as always to tell you about movies and toys and stuff. It's January 29th, 2010, and it's Friday morning, or rather it will be when I post this. Right now it's Thursday night, which is close enough. So what do we have for you this week? Movies at the box office. Avatar was number one again with $34.9 million. It was followed by Legion with $17.5 million. The Book of Eli with $15.7 million, The Tooth Fairy with $14 million, and The Lovely Bones with $8.4 million, which is a lot more than I expected. New in the box office, you can watch Edge of Darkness or When in Rome. When in Rome, go see something else. Or in limited release, you can see The Most Dangerous Man in America, Daniel Ellsberg, and The Pentagon Papers, North Face, Off and Running, and St. John of Las Vegas, which features Steve Buscemi and Sarah Silverman. In the news, Miramax Studios will close its doors, according to pretty much everybody. The Weinsteins have put in an offer to rebuy the studio from Disney, but Disney has not yet commented. Reports are out that Lucasfilm, or at least George Lucas, is producing some sort of CG animated musical with fairies. No idea what this really means or what kind of fairies or what the audience is, but there you have it. Keanu Reeves is slated to star in a new movie called Passengers. It's a science fiction movie where he wakes up early in a cryogenic sleeper ship and either has to waste 80 years or wake someone up to waste some time with. And apparently he decides to wake up the hottest chick on the ship, which sounds about right. ABC is going to cancel Ugly Betty this season. They let the cast and crew know early so they could start a real finale, but there you have it. NBC's The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien is no more, which you no doubt knew. Right now, there are no known plans for Coco's next appearance on the airwaves, but being a lazy slob, I would suggest that he go and do nothing and take the money and have fun. But that's me. Zelda Rubinstein, best known for her role as the medium in Poltergeist, passed away this week. Zachary Quinto has said after the launch of the Star Trek MMO, which he'll be providing the emergency medical hologram voice, he'll be stepping away for Star Trek for at least 2 years. This, I'm assuming, means that the prequel will either be delayed, or he'll be working on it and he just doesn't know yet. The CW television network, or so it claims, is ordering a new TV series based on La Femme Nikita, which was an USA show a few years ago, and I guess they're going to do a new one, so we'll see how that turns out. The Biggest Loser on NBC will be going up against Lost on ABC, because apparently nobody likes to have a win-win situation. Sam Worthington, he of Terminator Salvation, Avatar, and upcoming Clash of the Titans fame, is supposedly in talks to appear in a new Dracula Year Zero movie. As who, I don't know, but I guess there will be vampires. Avatar has now topped the all-time unadjusted moneymakers list, having passed Titanic's $1.8 billion worldwide office take. Of course, everyone's making comments about the fact that this is the unadjusted listing. So if you adjust for inflation and everything, Gone with the Wind will always be number one. I think Star Wars will always be number two. So keep that in mind. And also, for my Man or Astro Man fans out there, and I know you're out there, Chunklet.com has a really good new interview with a band's drummer, Birdstuff, also known as Brian Teasley or Teabag, that is totally worth reading. It's about the upcoming reunion tour gigs and some of their better albums, which you don't see very much. So there you go. And now for your toy news. Transformers War for Cybertron toys are appearing! I'm excited. These new toys are based on the upcoming Activision video game and involve sort of another Generation 1 reboot from the look of things. Optimus Prime, Megatron, and Bumblebee toys are all showing up. UGO.com has Optimus and Megatron official photos in both vehicle and robot modes. Plus, the Transformers Collector Club has Bumblebee in robot mode. These are Cybertronian designs that are really nice. Gotta say I love them. The Optimus in particular is interesting because if you're a Transformers dork, and I know I have some of you out there, the truck mode for Optimus Prime looks a lot like the unmade Transtech Optimus figure that was going to be released in that line, which never came to be. That was going to be a follow-up to Beast Machines that never happened. Star Wars Wave 11 of Legacy and Waves 11 and 12 of the Clone Wars are indeed shipping right now. Also new, the UK Toy Fair is this week and a lot of great stuff's getting out. They revealed the first wave of basic figures for the new, apparently vintage package assortment. This will include an all-new Bespin Luke, Hoth Leia, Dengar, and General Veers. As far as I can tell, they're all new sculpts. It looks like Luke might have ball-jointed hips. Luke and Leia do not have ankle joints, but if I get ball-jointed hips, that might be okay. Also revealed were Cloud Car and Snowspeeder vehicles coming later this year, new ones. And a Boba Fett Voice Changer Roleplay Helmet. based on the quotes on the back of the box, I'm not sure if it's supposed to be from the cartoon series or some other new thing, because I don't recognize those quotes. Firefly. Quantum Mechanics announced a replica of the ship as a metal keychain. It'll be $9.99. Battlestar Galactica. Mobius Models announced a kit for the Viper Mark II coming in February. It'll be about $30. Ray Harryhausen fans, Go Hero is making 1/6 scale figures of Perseus from the original Clash of the Titans, a skeleton from Jason and the Argonauts, and Sinbad, a Rogue of Mars. I don't know the movie too well, so I don't know if it's just a name or if he actually goes to Mars. My guess is not, but that would be a pretty sweet movie. Prince of Persia, McFarlane Toys announced several new items, including a couple of deluxe boxed figure sets, a dagger replica, 6-inch figures, and 4-inch figures. And Masters of the Universe fans, the second batch of Skeletor figures arrived at MaddieCollector.com, and they're already sold out. It took about a day. So if you didn't get one, you missed it again. New at Entertainment Earth. Oh, what's new this week? Oh, we have the Slave Leia animated maquette from Gentle Giant for pre-order right now. Plus lots of other new stuff. Check out our new items page today. Order these great new items or miss them and cry tears like a small girl. No offense to the small girl listeners. Just about to sign off, but we got one more story for you. Wizards of the Coast, which is owned by Hasbro, has announced they will be dropping the Star Wars Miniatures collectible role-playing game line, which is a bit of a shame because outside of Hasbro's own action figure line, Wizards of the Coast Star Wars Miniatures line is easily one of the most extensive, robust lines of mini Star Wars figures ever created. So it'll be a shame to see it go. I collected a good chunk of the first series myself, and then I got a little frustrated that I couldn't get the entire set and stop, but that is the way of my people. But the line will be missed. Anyway, this is Adam Paulus signing off. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, or read our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for listening, and I will see all of you next week. Oh, and don't forget that the multi-part Clone Wars series featuring the new Mandalorian Death Watch people, voiced by Jon Favreau, start tonight, and you want to see that, I'm sure. If you don't have cable, it'll be streaming on starwars.com early next week, so check that out. Unless you're no fun, in which case you can not watch it. Good night.